Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and we talk about food and wine, and that's all we do, and it's only on Saturday. I'm glad you came by. On the phone with me from the beautiful north end of Napa Valley on Spring Mountain is winemaker extraordinaire and estate director for Vineyard 7 and 8 and Coronation Wine Company, Wesley Steffens. Wes, you know, we could talk and wax eloquently about the ratings and the quality and the aromatics and flavor of the 2013 and 2014 correlation. But let's talk about the current release. And I'm going to have to order some. Only 700 cases made. It's primarily Cab, 83% Cab, 9 Merlot, 6 Petit Verdot, 2 Cabernet Franc. You had some help in making this. We owe it to your partner in wine, Martha McClellan, to talk a little bit about her.
Yeah, no, so Martha McClellan, clearly a mentor of mine. I was first introduced to her back when I was in the cellar at Harlan. She and Bob Levy, her husband, were making their own wine, Levy McClellan, in the cellar at Harlan at the time. And Martha was looking for somebody to sort of stay focused and appoint person that she could trust. And she and I hit it off, and I was helping make sure to, you know, do the basic, you know, the topping and other, you know, basic cellar management needs of their wines. And she definitely took me under her wing. So actually, it was in 2007 when I first came up to Vineyard 7 and 8 and was starting to put together our team here that I called her up. And she actually asked her at the time if she was interested and able to come on board as a partner in winemaking at the time. And she wasn't able to, but she very thankfully introduced us to our founding winemaker, Luc Morlet. So fast forward to 2014, an opportunity arose. Martha and I, of course, staying connected throughout the years, reconnected during a sort of a mutual friend meeting, and something sparked. And I said, hey, listen, you know, what about if we started a new chapter together? And if you're interested, I'd love to have you on, and I think we could do some fun things together. And the rest is what we've been doing the last few years. Yeah. So she joined us in 2014. We've been working together hand in hand ever since, and I think the wines that are coming from it are, and obviously I'm biased.
Well, and I would have to cheer right along with you. Let's talk about the 2017 issue. That's what folks could go and order right now. I haven't had it, but reading about it gets me excited because it's, I imagine, and you've probably had them all side by side, there's some pretty strong consistency.
I mean, that's the focus, right? I mean, to a certain extent, obviously, we're not making Coca-Cola here, right? We don't want the wine to taste the same every year, nor should it. You know, each vintage is a different story. It's a different chapter of a book. But as you say, the consistency and the similarities come from the locations, the sites that we get our fruit from, come from the philosophy that Martha and I put into making these wines. And then Mother Nature puts her own twist each year that helps us, you know, make the subtle differences. The 2017 Correlation Cabernet that is the current release is actually, you know, with all this mess that's going on because we're in the middle of the offering, I actually put that one on hold for a little bit because shipping was going to be a bit of a challenge and we weren't going to be releasing that until next month anyway. So that is, we'll come back to that when this mess settles and we will get notes out to our mailing list members and re-release, send the offering out again. But we are currently sending out, as we're able to, the 2016, which is ready to ship right now. And, you know, trying to make it a little bit easier for everybody, we're shipping with our compliments. And if you live relatively close to me or my team, I've actually done even some hand deliveries of some wine here in Napa and Sonoma. But I think, you know, 2017, just like other vintages, I mean, you know, people are going to read and hear what they, you know, what they think about a vintage. And obviously that was the year of the great wildfires in Napa and Sonoma. And, you know, I think the challenge from a winemaking standpoint when it comes to media and critical acclaim is often wines get written about well before they're even tasted. And, you know, that not to underwrite the challenges that we all faced and the disasters that did come and can come from a vintage like that, but you know, it also depends upon where you are. And one of the beauties that the wines that we're able to farm, or the vineyards that we're able to farm from up here on the top of the mountain, you know, you're in that sort of constant jet stream of airflow and wind movement. So we didn't see, well, you know, obviously it was scary and you know, the fires came within about a mile of us. The wind never settled, and we never saw that smoke settle. And, you know, majority of the fruit was harvested by the time the fire started anyway. So, you know, I think as I was talking with somebody the other day, you know, it good vintages, great vintages, challenging vintages, you know, as my recommendation to a wine consumer is if you have a brand that you love, if you have a winemaker that you love, you know, it's vintages like that that, you know, you put your trust in them. You know, this is our livelihood. I'm not going to put something in a bottle that I'm not completely proud of. And if that means I have to put a little bit less in the bottle, then so be it. You know, my story is about putting the best possible vintage, the best possible wine each and every year. So that's my commitment to my consumers.
Well, talk about a lot of people hear you and I both talk about mountain fruit. But it doesn't take long, and, oh, man, there goes the music. Well, crap. I hate this. I need 2 hours minimum. Hey, Wes, I want to offer you something. I would like to take you and your wife, Jess, the whole family out to dinner next time I pass through, and the only thing I ask is you bring the wine.
I can easily do that.
I'm going to get off light. You could even pick the restaurant. Well, no, we're not going to the French Laundry, but what fun. Wes, congratulations on everything that you do, not only for Vineyard 7 and 8, but Correlation Wine Company. Best regards to your partner in wine, to Martha. And I hope you and your family are safe. Tell Mom and Dad thanks for getting this started. And I look forward to crossing paths in Napa in the near future.
No, me as well. Thank you. And you know, to you and to your team and your families and listeners, you know, my best wishes and safety to everybody. And, you know, together we'll get through this.
There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.